Every year, a few hundred migrant workers come to Wyoming on H-2A agriculture visas to tend cattle and sheep. The region's reliance on that program was on full display recently in Wyoming's Little Snake River Valley, where more than 100 ranch hands went head-to-head in an all-day soccer tournament. As Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, the event comes as the industry faces some big challenges.
Bright neon uniforms speckle a usually empty hayfield in the sleepy town of Savory. Two soccer games are in full swing, and almost all of the players are guest workers, like Dante Bruno.
We're here to play sports today. We are Peruvians. The majority of us here are Peruvians.
38-year-old Bruno and his teammates wear pink pullovers that read Sheehan Ranch. He's been working at the ranch in bags for the past 15 years. Bruno says the work is hard, but not complicated.
This is cows, pretty much cows.
Bruno works here 9 months a year, and he earns the minimum monthly wage for the job in Wyoming.
$875, $875.
Plus room and board. Some guys on the field today make more, others less, depending on what state they live in, what work they do, and what the ranchers who hire them are willing to pay. Each of today's soccer teams is sponsored by a ranch. Savory rancher Jack Cobb started this tournament 6 years ago.
It's supposed to be a fun day just to get them out and give them a chance to socialize with each other and just play soccer.
Somebody, let's go.
Cobb says the event serves to celebrate the mostly Peruvian migrant workers whose labor has been his industry's lifeblood over the past decade.
Back when I was a kid, we had, American workers, and then as the oil and gas field developed, they went to higher paying jobs, and we went through the Mexican labor, and then they went looking for higher wages, and so the Peruvian, through an H-2A program, has just saved the ranching community.
But now, Cobb says the industry is in trouble again. This year, the Department of Labor proposed rules that would more than triple the $750 base wage he's required to pay his Peruvian sheep herders.
That's going to be devastating. I mean, it will be. For communities like this that are small family ranching, they're going to die.
You know, I have no problem if we need to pay these guys more, because they're worth every penny of it.
James Kelly Sewell manages the Lazy Sea Two Bar Ranch in Slater, Colorado.
There's too many of these Peruvians working at base wage. At this day and age, even $650, $750 a month is not enough money. So $1,200, $1,500, $2,000, they're worth it.
Sewell's H-2A workers earn $1,200 a month. Trade groups say the new regulations will cripple sheep ranches and grazing operations. But Sewell thinks employers can afford it. He stands on the sidelines as his ranch's team pulls out a win.
This is just a big deal for these guys. They wait for a year to play. It's quite something to take home that trophy, but it's a big day. Most of these guys will be so sore tomorrow they can hardly work, but none of us care.
Reports of abuse, fraud, and poor conditions have long plagued the country's guest worker program. A 2010 survey of sheep herders in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah found that more than 70% lacked toilets, and half had no electricity. But spirits are high here.
But I like to be a cowboy. It's more easy for me.
Nario Quispe Raimundo first came to this area on a 3-year sheepherder visa. He traded up for summers doing cowboy work in Steamboat. He says he sends most of his paycheck home to his son in Lima. Beside him, a mob has gathered around a game ending in a heated shootout. Debbie and Carolyn Adams watch from the sidelines as their team, Adams Livestock, takes penalty kicks.
They're fun to come and support.
Yeah. We're their cheerleaders.
Yes.
Debbie says they come and watch this tournament every year.
Most all these guys are going home. September, into September,
yeah,
they're all going
go in the fall
home. This is what the community does for the guys for their fun because they love it.
But there's uncertainty as to how many of these guys will be back here next year. Higher wage requirements could mean fewer visa hires. But right now, says Nicaraguan guest worker Christian Gurdian, these men are busy just enjoying the day.
It's really great because we get to get together and have fun. We're all very content and happy.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.